Heavenly Father, Lord, we come here tonight to worship you. We come here and gather together with one accord, all for the purpose to know you more. So, Lord, as we come in here tonight to get to know you more, Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit just overtake this service. Father, I ask that you just guide me along this sermon here. And I know within myself, my own carnal nature, Father, that there's a little bit of nervousness going on, but Lord, with you, I trust in your name that everything's going to be fine tonight. Father, I give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so I spent a little bit of time putting this sermon together, but I think I should have practiced putting the mic on a little bit more. So as you guys have already seen, Pastor Dana's out of town on vacation. So please just keep her in your prayers. I think it was actually in one of the prayer requests tonight that we all need to get vacations. We all need our rest. So let's keep her in prayer. Tonight we're going to be talking about having eternal vision and enduring through struggles in our lives. Struggles are inevitable. We're going to have them in life. And as we'll get into tonight, even Apostle Paul had quite a few struggles within his ministry. So our purpose here is to have that eternal vision, look at our struggles through the eternal lenses that God has given us, and be able to overcome that. Amen? All right. So a little bit of introduction about myself. My name is Morgan McWilliams, and I've been playing in the worship band here for since October. And I enrolled into Ohio Christian University back around the same time for Christian ministry, and just finished my public speaking class, and Pastor Dana just all of a sudden kind of sidetracked me and said, "Hey, I'm going on vacation, so do you want to do the sermon?" So I was quick to say yeah, and then of course this past couple weeks I've had a lot of, you know, insecurities popping up within myself, but I think we're going to do great tonight. So one of a close pastor friend of mine, I told him about, you know, being here tonight to bring the word, and I said, "Pastor, if you could give any advice, what would it be?" And he told me, he said, "You know, just know that you're called. Just know that you're called to bring the word on that night, and be confident and bold about it." So I'm going to stand confident and boldly, and might be a little bit all over the place, but bear with me here. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. All right. So the scripture tonight is from 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. In verse 16, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Heavenly Father, tonight we just give you all the glory, Father. Father, as you've given us your word that is true and we hold it close to our heart, we desire to know you more. Father, be with Pastor Dana as she's on time of vacation. Father, give her rest, the rest that is needed. And Lord, the congregation tonight, give us ears and hearts open for you and what you have tonight. I know in and of myself that I could stand up here and talk until I'm blue in the face, Lord, but unless I'm have the Holy Spirit and in line with your will, Father, that means absolutely nothing. So I thank you for your grace and love and giving me the opportunity to be here tonight. And Father, bless this word so that we may leave here better believers than we did coming in. In Jesus' name, amen. So a key with 2 Corinthians here, it's key to know that there is a big difference in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. Paul's letter in 1 Corinthians the dynamic's very different than 2 Corinthians. In his second epistle, he is basically taking a stand for his ministry. There was a little bit of time, about 18 months in between the letters. And during that time, there were some false teachers. There were some people that were basically, you know, saying that Paul's gospel wasn't true. What he was bringing wasn't true at all. So It's key to no difference there. The first verse, so we do not lose heart. If you go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, this is a theme of this chapter here, that Paul does not want the church of Corinth to lose heart. Verse 1 of chapter 4, therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. And this word heart here means courage or spirit. So basically he's saying, don't be discouraged, okay? God has called you to this ministry. He's called me to this ministry. And each and every one of us has a ministry. It might be tough sometimes to look at or know exactly what your ministry is, but there's plenty of different ways of being a part of the ministry of God. And trust me, if you're a believer in Christ, if you've accepted him as your Savior, there's a purpose for your life and you have a ministry that you're called to. Now, what he's getting at here, though, is Paul was not going to allow anything to discourage him from the calling that God gave him for his ministry. And we'll get a little bit further into some of Paul's struggles and trials that he was going through, but he got a lot of attention from some people that were against his ministry, and he didn't give up. He didn't lose faith, okay? So how many can relate that we've all got struggles in our life, we've got struggles in the ministry, and it's at that time that we're being tested, our faith is being tested, as Pastor Dana was talking about last week, and James, in the book of James, count it all joy. This is a testing of your faith. So remember not to lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. The reality of it is, we're all going to die someday. I mean, this flesh is corruptible. Okay, so our outer self is wasting away. We're going to have struggles and complications in life where we just feel like giving up. The outer self is wasting away, but our inner self is being renewed day by day. This brings me in mind of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Know that God is molding us through these times of struggles. I remember a little bit of insight on myself here. I spent 8 years in addiction. And during those 8 years, my parents mourned heavy, to see their son be lost and struggling and not having, any clarity as to what the right path was. And through those 8 years, it was very rough. That was a big struggle for myself. I remember I came through the Justin's Place program here, and I remember a little over a year ago when my parents came down for the first time to visit. It had been probably been close to 5 years since I'd seen them. I just upped and picked up and moved from Ohio down to Miami and lived homeless on the beach is where my struggles took me. So it had been about 5 years before I'd seen my parents, and I remember riding in the car and just being happy and totally transformed after rededicating my life to Christ and sharing a little bit of that with my parents and talking about, having a new spirit and being happy all the time and not having peace, having the fruits of the Spirit that we've been talking about, and really, just giving my testimony to Dad. And he said, well, I'll be honest with you, Morgan. He said, there was times where I questioned my faith. And that really pierced my heart. That touched me to where, it's like, wow, even my own walk and myself, and it was a burden on my dad to the point that he had to question his faith. But thank God that he didn't give up the fight, amen? Thank God he stuck with it and was able to see. He didn't lose faith within that, and I see that. And that's a big reason today of, that's an encouragement for me to do the right thing and not go back down that path, knowing that hey, God was testing my dad's faith even during the times of my own struggles. All right, so little rabbit trail there. Let me get back on track here. So back to our main scripture. Paul says in verse 17, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." Now, it's funny that, you know, he tells us not to lose heart, and then he goes in verse 17 here and calls it a light momentary affliction. Have you ever been talking to someone and telling them about a certain situation you're going through or a struggle, and the person says, "I understand. I know what you're going through." And you're thinking in your head, you do not understand. Just put yourself in my shoes for 1 second, and then maybe you'll understand. So who is Paul to tell us that this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory? Let's skip over to chapter 11. We'll find out what kind of person Paul was, where he's coming from with these light momentary afflictions. A little bit small up there, guys. Sorry if you can't see it. "Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I am talking like a madman with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, dangers from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches." So I think that if anyone has a struggle to complain about or talk about, it's going to be Paul here. Paul had went through a lot. He, you know, as a matter of fact, even a lot of the letters that he wrote that are in our holy word today were from prison. He was beaten and stoned for preaching the word, for spreading the good news around, and he had a lot of struggles in his ministry. He definitely made it clear that just because we are born again, we accept Jesus into our life, doesn't mean that we're not going to have trouble anymore. Okay, but the key here is to keep our focus on Jesus. The key is through these struggles, know that God is here for us, that He's molding us still, and He's never going to leave us. His word says it. Okay, and in the book of John, what is it? In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Jesus has came to the earth and took all of our sin. Amen. He was sent down here from the Father to be that living sacrifice for us so that we can go through the struggles today. Amen. All right. So in verse 18 here, "As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." So this word, I say it transient, that's what it is, or you can call it transient. It's Greek is, now I might have trouble pronouncing this one. The Greek word is parakios, and basically that means, that sounded Spanish, not Greek, but that means it's temporary, okay? So as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are temporary. It's not going to last forever. Life is but a vapor. You know, the struggles that you're going through might seem like an eternity while you're going through it, but understand it's got an end to it. And So we fix our eyes to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And right now, we're being prepared for eternity. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Jesus has already broken the weights that you're carrying today. Within our own strength, it's going to be hard to get through it. It's going to be hard for us within ourselves to break it. But Jesus has already came and paid that price for you and me. He's already came and those chains are broken. Amen. And after accepting him as Lord and Savior, we're seated in heavenly places with him. You know, it says there that he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And after we accept Jesus into our life, spiritually, in our inner selves, not on the outer self, but on the inner self, we're seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. So I think that's enough to rejoice over going through your times of trouble, is to compare it a little bit. You know, when it's getting tough, you got to ask yourself, what I'm going through isn't going to last forever. What is going to last forever? Having eternal life with Jesus in heaven is going to last forever. Once you compare that to your current struggle or current weight that you're going through, it's going to minimize it real quick. And asking God to give you the endurance, the peace, and grace to get through that time of struggle. Amen? All right. Cut it a little short tonight, but I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward and go ahead and... Addie, why don't we do Here I Am to Worship? We'll play that song again.